Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551 is our text number. Gerard O'Connor. Gerard, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
This is terrible what's happened to you and your family again. I know it's it's nothing compared to what initially befell your family. But tell us, when did you discover about the desecration of the graves, your two sons' graves?
It would have been last Saturday week. Papa's girlfriend rang Helena to say, Helena, I don't know how to say this. I got hard to ring you to tell you that the boy's grave was vandalised.
God. And the two boys who were buried in the grave, because we spoke to you before, are 22-year-old Gavin, your son, who was beaten to death with rocks and run over in his own car by a man, Conor McLennan, from Castle Blaney.
That's correct.
Your other son, Patrick, who was 33, he was killed in a single vehicle collision in Navan in 2013.
That is correct.
Was it the only grave vandalised, Gerard?
It was the only grave in the graveyard. And it was done deliberately at us. We have no idea why. There was terrible, rude remarks written all over the grave. There were things written on Patrick's plaque we couldn't really make out, and things written on Gavin's. The only thing I can say is I couldn't tell you the bad things that was written.
Because
they were too vulgar. But on Gavin's plaque, there was writing, unjust conviction.
Oh, my God.
So whether that's going back to Matilda that was convicted of more than Gavin, he got what he deserved. He should have got worse. But anyway, that's 8.5 years ago. Then we just get the phone call and we go up and see the grave and we said, who would have done this? And then there's loads of angels and religious relics all taken off the grave, and some Thai trucks belonging to Patrick, and they were all broken and fired into the ditch down the other side of the church across the main road.
And when you say, Gerard, you know it was aimed deliberately at you, is that because of what was written on it?
Well, as I said, it's our grave, so there's no other grave touched. So somebody went deliberately to our grave and done all the graffiti on it with a blue marker, a permanent marker.
Yeah. And have you managed to clean it up so far? Or do you want
I cleaned it that Saturday evening. We brought in bleach and a load
good
of things.
Man. Good man.
And cleaned it, and then some lady in Kingscourt, she organised a vigil after 10:30 mass on the Sunday.
Oh, that was lovely.
And we, Kieran McKeown, and we went up there after mass. It was like going to a funeral. There was a line of people, about
brilliant.
40 people above, all lighting tea candles.
All your neighbours and
but
standing.
The writing had come back onto it again.
What do you mean? The bleach hadn't
worked? Yeah, even it hadn't ticked. So the image of it came back out. So a neighbour of ours, Demi Helena, cleaned it off then on the Monday. Tina Smith, and it has stayed clear since.
Right, well, if it comes back, you're to ring us and we'll get a professional company to go up and make
That's
sure.
That's very nice
and
of you,
Joe. Will you try, Gerard, you've suffered enough. Try and, I know you can't, but try and forget that. Whoever did that was just...
Well, as
it's their problem.
As I said, they opened the wound on us that wasn't healed, and it'll probably never heal anyway.
I know that.
Do you want to speak to Helena for a moment?
Does she want to say hello? Yeah, of course.
She would indeed.
Come back to us. Now, will the Gardaí investigate?
It's vandalism. It's a crime.
What
can they do? Like, there's no fingerprints or anything. Like, they can just keep their ear to the ground and hopefully somebody might say something, because it's the lowest of the lowest.
And Gerard, is there CCTV?
Not really, no.
No, okay.
No.
And
it's the lowest of the lowest. There's only scum that done this.
And do you think when you got the phone call from Patrick's girlfriend, your late son's girlfriend, when do you think it was done? Do you follow me? When was the most recent time someone had been at the grave?
Helena went on social media and put it up that somebody vandalised the boy's grave, you know.
Right, yeah.
And then she got a message from some lady looking to be friends with her.
Okay.
And she got in touch with Lee, and she said that when she was dropping her child off at preschool on Wednesday morning,
right,
she seen a load of stuff at the left-hand side of the gate that looked like stuff of a grave.
Okay.
So we went in, and it was all the stuff of our grave.
Ah.
The boy's grave. So we let the guards know, and they took the stuff away. We didn't know how much stuff was missing. But when I collected the two bags of evidence from the Gardaí the following day, we never realised how much stuff was actually taken at the grave.
How much stuff that you put on over the years.
So it was done between the Sunday afternoon when we were at the grave to Wednesday morning. So it had to be done the Monday or the Tuesday.
And what dates are they, do you know?
What dates were they, Helena?
Sunday afternoon to...
Helena's better at remembering dates than I am.
And it's King's Court Cemetery.
Yes, King's Court Cemetery, yeah. The 16th. Yeah. It was the week after Patrick's anniversary. Yeah. The Saturday, yeah.
And what would that have been? Saturday the 16th?
The 16th, yeah.
Okay. So if anyone was in the graveyard, King's Court Cemetery, over the next few days, if you spotted anything, even a car or somebody looking suspicious, will you tell the local Gardaí? Is there a Garda station in King's
Court?
There
is indeed, yes. There is. There are two guards there and they're looking into it as well.
Now, they're very busy with all the other stuff that's going on up there.
There's a lot going on, yes, there is indeed.
There's a lot going on, okay.
But this here now, as I said, Gavin gone 8.5 years, Patrick gone 6. Like, we could never imagine anything like this ever happened. Never. Why would anybody do this? No idea.
Yeah.
No idea.
Well, they're not well, Gerard. I know you. That's hard to... But they shouldn't have done that. It's a nasty, nasty, evil thing to do. And
it is.
Try and... I don't know.
It's not that easy. Myself and Lena just get out of bed every morning and we get through the day. And then we start again the next day. I keep working all the time and Lena's doing her bits and pieces. That's it. We're not going to lay down, Joe. We're just going to keep ploughing on.
Yeah, you're right.
Come here, Joe. Put you on to Lena for a second.
Okay, she wants to.
Thank you, Joe.
You mind yourself, Gerard.
Okay. Joe, how are you?
How are you, Lena? How are you keeping?
Look, how would you be good?
I know. Can you get it into your head that whoever did that was evil and that's their loss and their it's their illness, for God's sake.
I have to look at it and say there's an awful lot more good people in the world than there is bad.
And they had a lovely vigil at the grave, your neighbours.
We did, and we've had phone calls and messages. I have to say the support has been unbelievable.
Okay.
And would you believe we got a note in the post yesterday with 4 blessed medals.
Lovely.
From an Irish Daily Mail reader.
Great.
Who read it in the Daily Mail and she said, God bless us, and she hoped we had a nice Christmas, and could I put 2 medals on the graves for the boys?
For your 2 boys.
Her name was Catherine, so that's all I know.
Okay, well, hopefully Catherine's listening. And your neighbours were brilliant. And as I said to Gerard when he contacted us there, if the graffiti comes back and you want a professional cleaning company, we'll get one up to King's Court Cemetery to make sure no graffiti ever emerges again.
Well, you're very good, Joe.
You've been through enough. You don't
have to hand it to Tina Lennon, only for Tina. I stood like a zombie watching Tina doing the cleaning.
Fair play to her,
I have to say. And we didn't even know Tina was coming to the grave. We went up to the grave on the Monday and we weren't even there 5 minutes when Tina arrived with all the cleaning stuff, and it was Tina that put the hard work into cleaning it.
And I remember when you were on and Gerard was on after Gavin had been, he was...
After the trial, I think, was it, Joe?
Yeah, after the trial, yeah. He was killed, he was murdered, but anyway, you can't say that. Your man got life imprisonment.
He did.
But he pleaded not guilty.
Yes.
But he got life imprisonment. But I remember you telling me what a brilliant musician Gavin was. That's what he lived for, wasn't it? His music.
Yes, he lived for his music.
Yeah. Anyway, I hope whoever did this, in all your stupidity, and maybe you have an excuse, you were drunk or drugged or something, that you realise the pain you're causing this lovely family who suffered enough over the years because of the deaths of their two sons. And to try and add to that is just horrific, especially at this time of year, any time of year, especially at this time of year. And the second plea is to anyone who was in or around Kings Court graveyard, Kings Court Cemetery, on the weekend of November 16th, 17th, 18th and 19th. If you saw anything suspicious, will you please report it to the local Gardaí? Helena, do we know anything about Conor McLennan? Where is he now?
As far as I know, Conor is in Wheatfield. Now, Conor was up for parole last January and it was turned down.
Okay.
But I myself, as I say, why after 8.5 years? And I'm sure the family would realise it would be the first suspects. So it's possibly somebody doing it to make it look like.
Okay, well, I understand what you're saying.
Like, I'm not accusing anybody I don't know.
Okay. And have you ever heard from Conor McLennan? Has he ever apologised?
No, we've never had any contact with any of the McLennans.
And would it make a difference, Helena?
Well, I'd like to think he'd show a bit of remorse, but to my knowledge, he never has, Joe.
Okay.
My knowledge, he has never shown any remorse.
And who's at home with you now? Is it just the two of you?
Just the two of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, Judith lives in Australia with our children, so...
Yeah.
Just the two of us here.
And I know you're very close. You're very close.
Most of the time,
Joe. Most of the time, I know. And I was listening to a podcast at the weekend. Do you remember Mary Boyle from Upper? I remember she disappeared, the poor girl. She was 6 years of age. She's the longest.
Yes.
I was listening to a podcast and Anne Boyle, who's the mother of Mary Boyle, gorgeous woman, beautiful woman, very religious woman as well, by the way. And she said it's only her faith that has kept her going. But she said when Mary went missing, and they presume, unfortunately, now she's dead, that herself and Charlie, her husband, became closer and closer, she said, in their grief, even though in other couples they find it very hard to cope with the loss.
You know, the only way I can compare, Jerry's van broke down in Wexford 2 weeks ago, and he had to get it brought home on a recovery truck.
Okay.
And you know what he said?
What?
He said, "Me van is like me wife, I'd be lost without it."
Well, I tell you something, Helena, you'll never need to be brought home in a recovery truck. You never will. You never will.
Yeah. Myself and the van mean the same to
him. Ah, well, I'm sure it's very valuable. He's impossible to live without you. Helena, mind yourself. I know it's very tough. Thank you
for giving us the publicity.
Okay, where's Paul? Paul Doherty. Paul, come in, Paul. Go ahead.
Joe, good afternoon.
Yeah.
We will offer the service of going up to clean that headstone with that lady, and we'll put an anti-graffiti coat on it. That graffiti will never stick to it again.
Oh, you put it
in. You're very good.
Brilliant. And what's your company, Paul?
Cleaning Services Ireland.
Brilliant. And where are you based?
I'm in Beliver, and we're also in Blanchardstown.
Okay.
And you come out the whole way to Kingscourt to do that?
Well, we're in near Trim, so we're not that far away.
Well, you're very good, Paul, and we really appreciate it.
So,
Paul, we'll put an anti-graffiti coat on it that and any graffiti goes on it, we'll just wipe off again.
Brilliant.
Thank you so much.
And I know Tina Lennon did a great job, didn't she, Helena?
She did, yes.
But Paul, will you have a look at it as well if anything else needs to be got rid of?
I will, Joe. If that lady, I'll pass on my details, and if she contacts me after the show there, I'll make arrangements to go up and have a look.
But have you done, Paul, don't tell me there's a business in cleaning graffiti off headstones in the Ireland of 2019.
No, we do graffiti all over the country.
Good man.
So it's not just headstones, we do all buildings and what have you. So.
Okay.
Well, you're very good, Paul, and very thoughtful of you.
Okay. No bother at all.
And we'll put you in touch with each other afterwards. And they're, as you can hear, Paul, they're a lovely, gorgeous couple.
No bother, Joe. I do that. Them,
okay,
no
that's Paul Doherty of Cleaning Services. That's sorted
really
out.
Really appreciate it.
Okay. Helena, you mind yourself.
Thank you, Joe.
And Gerard, you mind Helena. And Helena, you mind Gerard. You've been through an awful lot. And Gavin and Patrick, as I said to you before, may they rest in peace, safe in the arms, Helena, of Our Lady, Queen of Heaven, and in the prayers daily of yourself and Gerard.
Thank you so much, Joe.
A lot of people thinking of you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Helena. Bye-bye, Gerard O'Connor. Let's take a break after that. We do something after the break that's different.